You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Thanks for hanging out with your boys in the morning. It's the Dom and Jeremy show at Denver's Mix 100. Yesterday, I got a colonoscopy. Just, you got to do it X number, every so many years. Right.
Preventative, Dom. It's a preventative tube in your butt.
And, what you don't want is the doctor to, when you awake, you do not want the doctor coming in saying, well, we found something. My doctor walked in and he goes, he had a weird look on his face. He goes, we found something. And he held it up. And it was one of the Matchbox cars I lost when I was about 6 years old.
Finally got it out of there. Little pickup truck.
It was a little dump truck. Little dump truck. Get it?
Yeah, dump truck.
It was a dump truck that I think I lost when I was six. And now we know.
What were you doing?
Sad, funny, I don't know. Eating my toys?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Most kids just get M&Ms up their nose, but no.
No.
anyway. That's good.
No, the truth of the matter is the doctor swore that it's one of the greatest looking colons he's ever seen in his life.
Perfect.
He goes, I'll see you again in 10 years.
Right on.
Here's one thing, though. I spent a long time beforehand talking with the anesthesiologist. Mm-hmm. Because I was talking about how I don't have regular sleep apnea, but I have central apnea, which is my brain trying to kill me. And my brain makes me stop breathing in the middle of the night, blah, blah, blah. And I said, is there going to be a problem? He goes, well, probably not. He goes, propofol makes you stop breathing anyway. Oh. Or it can. He says, we take you right up to that point. He goes, we'll just keep an extra good eye on you. And when I woke up, he said, no problem. You breathe fine. I'm telling you, this lower altitude has changed my life.
Helping you out. Good.
And I talked to him a little bit about you. And about how you were awake for yours. And he kind of got a puzzled look on his face. He goes, yeah. He goes, there are some doctors who do that. He goes, we don't understand why they do.
It's a little jerk move, I think.
I think it is. Because that propofol puts you out and it is like God's gift.
They
man.
Did not give me enough or something.
They don't. No, you didn't get propofol, buddy. You could not have because you would not have been awake.
Huh.
And you were aware of everything that was going on. That ain't propofol.
For quite a bit of it. I mean, I remember saying, there's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, that's you did not get the good juice, man.
Huh.
And he was funny, too, because I told him, I said, man, I had one other colonoscopy years ago, and I love that propofol. He goes, yeah. He goes, it's too bad Michael Jackson gave it a bad name.
Yes, it is, huh?
He said he would have been fine, too, if somebody had been sitting there watching over him. But anyway.
Oh, man.
So that's all finished. I got a good checkup, and now back to work. And I do want to throw in one other quick observation before you tell your story.
Yeah.
This needs to be maybe a bigger post or something on social media. I am once again perplexed at televisions in waiting rooms.
Hmm.
Televisions in waiting rooms are horrific. A, nobody is watching them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
B, it's just obnoxious noise that's loud
while
you're sitting
there.
Was
the news on?
It's never news. It's always some stupid daytime show. And C, I feel horribly for the front desk people who spend 8 hours every single day with that blasting in their ear. And it happened again while I was waiting, and they got some show on, and it's just blah, 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 and I'm the only person in the waiting room, and I was this close because I had to be there at 6 a.m.
Yeah,
I had to do
early.
My second dose of bowel prep at 2 o'clock in the morning. So I did it at 6 p.m. and then tried to sleep for a couple of hours and got up at 2. So at 6 a.m.
So what was on? Was it like your HGTV
kind
or something?
Kind of an HGTV show.
That's
or whatever?
That's usually my experience. It's one of those HGTV shows or they're renovating a kitchen or something.
It's just whatever.
And the volume is at about 50. I wonder if the front desk people are like the doctors who gave me my whatever. They, it's just their little, it's like their little jab at society or something. That
I wouldn't think so because they have to listen to it all day.
Wonder
so I feel for front desk
out.
People. Yeah, it's anyway.
But you could Did you just get up and turn it off?
Let me tell you something. In the past, I have gotten up and looked at TVs, mm-hmm. and many of them, there's no actual control.
Yeah. So
on the outside, it requires a remote. You have to ask them to shut it off.
One of the greatest apps that you can get is there is a universal TV remote app that you can get on your phone. And it'll control any TV. I think I still have it on mine. I'll let you know what it is. Because we've been at Airbnbs and things like that where we couldn't find the remote and we used my phone as the remote then for the TV.
I gotta have it.
And you could totally on the sly just be sitting there and boop.
Well, you
shut
know what
it
I would
off
do is on the sly, I would every few seconds turn it down one more notch. So it's just gradual, because if you shut it off or turned it down fast, you know, the receptors
will
go,
right?
What's going on?
Yeah.
But if you just slowly, one click at a time every, 15 seconds.
I love that. It's
you
also
better
fun.
Tell me that app.
It's also fun, if you're in a Walmart or something, you can turn the TVs up. You just stand back.
It,
yeah, it's the greatest, practical joke
This
app.
Might be the greatest gift you've ever given me, so
yeah.
I want it.
Yeah, I'll let you know, man, because you need it. You need a bag.
Anyway, that's my observation.
Let's
what
save mine till later. I'll talk about it at 7, because it kind of has to do with Christmas and the kids and all this kind of stuff. It's marketing gone way bad, so might be fun a little later. Let's do that later.
You got it.
All right.